And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Now that Larry Noble has been freed of the charge of murdering Oliver Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, he is desperately anxious to get back to work so that he can pay the bills that are being incurred daily by Mary in a New York hospital. For it was Mary who solved the murder mystery and put the blame on Claudia Vincent where it belonged. But Claudia retaliated by hurling acid in Mary's face, possibly disfiguring her for life. Larry's talk with Harold Ramsey, producer of his last play, has proved unsatisfactory and discouraging. But even so, Ramsey is now interested in the idea of reviving the play. We find him now in the New York apartment of wealthy Rupert Barlow, overlooking Central Park. And we hear...
The reason I called you at your place on Long Island, Mr. Barlow, I thought perhaps I could interest you in a little investment.
I'll be glad to hear what you have to say, Ramsey. Although I doubt if I can be of much help.
Well, it's like this. Now that Larry Noble's free again, he's available for a play.
Yes.
And he's a great drawing card, Mr. Barlow. You know that.
Quite so. At least he was. I wonder if his popularity has been damaged by this recent arrest. You know, it doesn't do an actor any good to get into a murder setup.
But he had nothing to do with the killing, Mr. Barlow. He's been entirely exonerated. It was all that Claudia Vincent, and now I understand she's cracked under the strain. They tell me she's been put away.
Nevertheless, I wonder just how many people still wonder whether Larry Noble had more to do with the killing than he admits.
I don't get you. The man's innocent. The whole story's come out. He's free and clear. It's my opinion we ought to grab him while we have a chance before someone else beats us to the draw.
Well, I don't see where I fit into this picture, Ramsey. After all, I'm not familiar with the theater.
You invested in the last play I produced with Larry Noble as a star. In fact, you were the principal backer.
Yes.
You shouldn't be sorry about that. You made a nice profit from your investment.
That's true. I was very fortunate. That's one reason I hesitate to gamble again. I feel that I had beginner's luck.
Oh, not at all. Why, that play was a surefire hit when I first read it in script form. I've been producing plays for a long time, Mr. Barlow. I figure I know a little something about them.
I don't doubt it, Ramsey. But I don't see where all this is leading.
It's like this. I think it'd be a great idea to put the same play back in production.
You mean the play you just closed when Larry was arrested?
That's right, Mr. Barlow. Why, it ought to go like a house afire. We'll sign up Larry Noble all over again and the rest of the supporting cast, with the exception of Claudia Vincent, of course. I could get the show into production in a week's time. I'd like to offer you a big block of the stock in the company, since you were one of the original investors.
In other words, you're asking me to invest in a return engagement of Larry Noble's latest play.
That's right. Well, I know we'll pack him in. I don't think there's any question about it. The play's still a potential smash, and nothing's changed about it except Claudia Vincent. I never should have allowed her to worm her way into the cast in the first place.
Yes, I agree with you there, Ramsey. If I'd been consulted as one of the play's backers, I'd have put my foot down at the time.
Mr. Barlow, as I said before, I've been producing plays for a good many years now, and I never discuss cast changes with my backers. I must have leeway to make my own decisions. It's the only way to operate successfully.
I see. Well, in that case, it's better if I decline to become involved. You see, I always like the privilege of having some say in matters where my money is involved. Since you say show business does not work this way, perhaps it's better if I stick to the kind of investments I understand.
Then you're not interested. Well, I think that's a mistake, Mr. Barlow. You've already made a nice profit out of the show, and you stand to double it if we get back on Broadway with it while the story's still hot.
I'm sure you must be right. But right now, I'm not in a position to risk a large sum of money without careful consideration. Things being as they are, I find that I must watch expenses. It's not a pleasant circumstance, let me tell you. But there you are, Ramsey. I have my estate on Long Island. That's a big expense.
Yes, I know.
Perhaps you'd better go to the other backers. See if they aren't quicker to grasp the soundness of your offer.
Then you definitely aren't interested. That it?
No, I wouldn't go so far. But I must consider it.
Why? Why? From what angle?
A purely personal one, Ramsey.
I don't get it. I thought you'd jump at the chance. Particularly being such close friends of the Nobles.
It was good of you to give me the chance, Ramsey. I hope you manage to find outside backing, and I hope the play becomes a great hit.
Well, thanks for that. I did hope you'd see this our way, and if you should happen to change your mind...
If I should, I'll call you at once.
Well... No use taking up any more of your time, Mr. Barlow. If you should change your mind, though, don't forget to let me know.
I won't. Let me see you to the door.
Thank you. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Ramsey. I hope to see you sometime.
Yes, yes, I hope so. I think you're missing a mighty good thing.
Guess I'll just have to miss out then. Goodbye, and thanks again.
Goodbye.
As if I didn't know your game. Larry Noble is flat broke, and he'll have to get something right away, or else. Maybe later on I can arrange to help him out, if everything goes well. If it doesn't, I'm not going to waste my money.
And at the same time, Larry Noble is talking solemnly to Maud Marlowe, close family friend, as the two of them wait in the reading room down the hall from Mary's room. And we hear...
I don't see why Dr. Allen had to make me leave. I should be there with Mary while he's changing the dressings.
Well, maybe he thought it would be easier for Mary if you weren't there, Larry.
Why should he think any such thing?
Don't you know that Mary would hate to have you see her face if it's badly disfigured? Don't you know that she'll take a lot of building up to the idea, Larry? It's something you'll have to understand before you before she lets you see her.
But Mary knows that no matter what happens, she'll always mean more to me than anyone in the world. Look here, Maud. Has Dr. Allen told you anything that you're keeping from me? Mary and I have a right to know the truth.
Now, take it easy, Larry. I don't know anything at all. No one has told me anything. I'm merely pointing out an obvious possibility, which you both ought to be prepared to accept.
I'll do anything in this world for Mary. Anything. You know that, Maud. I've told her so 1,000 times.
Of course, Larry, and I believe you. But try to remember that Mary is sensitive about... Well, about how she may look in case she's badly scarred.
Maud, I'm going to get the finest specialist in the world. I'll go to any length to get her out of this without scars.
It's not quite as easy as all that, Larry. For one thing, it's a very expensive business and...
So that's it. Why don't you come right out and say it? I'm broke. I'm in debt. I haven't any prospects of getting my hands on enough money to help Mary. Well, I tell you, I will. I don't know how, but by heaven, I will.
Meantime, down the corridor, Mary is lying still and tense as Dr. Allen cuts away the bandages that have covered her face. For some minutes, there's no sound except the snipping of shears in the skilled hands of the doctor. And then...
That's enough, nurse. We don't want the air to get to the burns. I'll just lift this last covering and examine the wound.
Dr. Allen, tell me the truth. I've got to know.
Now, please, Mrs. Noble. It's very important for you not to excite yourself.
But I want to know. You needn't be afraid to tell me. What chance is there of having my face heal without scars?
Mrs. Noble, I wish I could give you a satisfactory answer. Believe me, I would do it without hesitation, but... As you say, you want the truth.
Yes. Above all else, I want the truth.
Then you must wait a bit longer. It's too soon to make any pronouncements. The salve, please, nurse, and the bandages.
Are you going to bind it all up again, Doctor?
It's necessary to keep the air from reaching the burned flesh.
Before you do it, give me a hand mirror. Miss Clark, please give me a hand mirror. There's one on the dresser. There must be. And if there isn't, give me the mirror in my purse.
Now, this is very bad for you, Mrs. Noble. You must try not to excite yourself. Any unnecessary movement of your head is only going to make matters worse. Now, if you please...
But I want to know, Doctor. I want to see just how bad it is. Can't you realize that I must know?
And I promise to tell you as soon as possible. From all appearances, I'd say you were healing very well. Perhaps you'll be more fortunate than you expect. Perhaps the effects of your burns will not be as noticeable as you fear.
But... There will be scars? Is that what you mean?
It's impossible to be as badly burned as you were, Mrs. Noble, without having some signs of it. Please believe me when I say you're most fortunate not to have been blinded.
Yes, I suppose I am. But somehow I've been hoping against hope that I wouldn't be disfigured. That by some miracle I'd come out of this just as I was before. It's going to be so terribly hard on Larry if my face is disfigured. If I'm a living reminder of the most terrible time we ever lived
through... No, Mrs. Noble, you must not excite yourself.
All right, Doctor. I won't say any more. I'll be very still. Only put the bandages on carefully. And cover my face completely. completely.
Quickly, Dr. Allen applies the bandages, and soon Mary is entirely covered, as she was before. Then the nurse looks at the doctor, but he only shakes his head without saying anything. Well, be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.